This is KCUR 89.3. How does a social media sensation end up living in Stillwell, Kansas? It's all about the convergence of love of religion and romantic love. KCUR's Michelle Tyreen Johnson reports.
Fateh Sefekarajic may not have moves like Jagger, but with 1 million Instagram followers and another million on Facebook, he certainly has the following of a rock star. Sitting in Homer's coffee shop in Overland Park, wearing traditional Middle Eastern clothing, he talks about his claim to fame.
Even if you're like a jazz fan or a rock fan, you've heard at least once in your life a hip-hop song or something of any other genre. But what's interesting to me is that most people outside of the Muslim community don't even know that this genre exists.
How 23-year-old Sefekarajic ends up living in Stillwell, Kansas is one part religious devotion, two parts love story. But before we get to the love story, one needs to know how Sefekarajic became a worldwide social media sensation. When Sefekarajic was just 4 years old, his family fled war-torn Bosnia. He eventually ended up in Houston, Texas, and started memorizing the Quran at age 9. When he was 14 years old, he put his recitations up on YouTube and started gaining a following.
Just listening to it can touch your soul, and it's just so beautiful and melodic and peaceful that whether you understand it or not, it has an impact on you.
Sefekarajic said that the pureness of listening to the Quran is what draws people in. There's no instruments. It's not actually singing.
Just vocals. Purely vocals. And the reason that for that is we believe that this is God's word, and God's word doesn't need anything additional for it to be beautiful.
Sefekarajic is passionate about the Quran, and he's social media savvy. He understands the power of music and pop culture.
The biggest influence today comes from musicians, and it's through their words, right? If you want to get a message, like Tupac, his message, he could have written articles, he could have done interviews, he could have made a film. Hey man, maybe there was one or two films that made a big, but those songs, you watch a film once, maybe 10 times in your life, you love it. You like a song, you might listen to it every day for the rest of your life.
Sefekarajic knows that with his Eastern European looks, he looks like a young American white guy. That's part of his popularity.
There's not many white people that do what I do. Most of the people that do what I do are like Arab or Arabic speaking or like, you know, brown or whatever. So for in the beginning, it was very, you know, like my video that first went viral, someone took my video, re-uploaded it with the Arabic title that said, "White guy from America reciting so amazing."
So that brings us to the love story. It was love of a woman that brought him to Stillwell, a small town just south of the suburbs of Johnson County. They met over a 1,400-year-old text, but their personal love story started in a very modern way.
We kind of met on Instagram. And yeah, I mean, I was always his fan for like since 2014. And, you know, I just, like, he followed me on his private account, and that's how, like, we got to talk.
Stillwell is where Ayat Youssef and her family live. They're originally from Syria. Youssef says that the two met in person over a year ago in Houston, and they each knew they were meant to be together.
He definitely is a celebrity, and a lot of people know him. Like, all of my friends didn't believe that I got married to him. They're like, oh my God, I just listened to him a few days ago, you know? But I just feel like he's a very, you know, humble, down-to-earth guy.
Sefekarajic and Youssef married last month. He's happy about the unlikely path that led him to an unlikely place.
You know, I was praying to God to just get married to a good girl. She was praying for me specifically. And so God answered her prayer and mine.
Sefekarajic has become a member of the Islamic Center of Johnson County. When home from his travels, he recites for his community. Tariq Aziz, another member of the mosque, appreciates that.
It's really touching. I was crying basically when he was reading Quran.
Sefekarajic doesn't think he and his new wife will plant roots in Stillwell, but he knows he will be devoted to reciting the words of his faith, of his heart, for a lifetime. For KCUR 89.3, this is Michelle Tyreen Johnson.